The youngest person to win the U.S. Open tennis tournament was 16 years old. The youngest person to climb Mount Everest was 13. The youngest person to graduate from college was 10. The youngest person to get car sick while driving around looking at Christmas lights, well, I have too much family here this weekend to deny that claim. Well, how about this one? The youngest person to be noted for their life of holiness. Not necessarily the same answer as the preceding question. That's a hard question to answer because there's no minimum age to be holy. What a great reminder then, particularly a great reminder for our children, that holiness is not just for your parents. So today we consider three great examples of people whose holiness was so evident as children that they now are, or perhaps will be, canonized saints. On this Feast of the Holy Family, let's take a few minutes to meet Chiara Badano, Jose Sanchez del Rio, and Audrey Stevenson. None of them lived to see the age of 20. But there's good reason to believe that all of them are living now with the saints. Some of you already know Chiara Badano because our Sacred Heart Middle School students produced an incredible musical drama of her life here in November. The message then, and really the message of her life, is how ordinary she was. She wouldn't even have blinked an eye at the idea of Jesus getting lost in the caravan and found in the temple. This is the same girl who famously disobeyed her mother when she asked her to help clear the table, only to remember Matthew's gospel about the servants who said no, but then came back and did the right thing. Above all, Chiara loved. She gave away her toys to poor children. She reached out to each one of her classmates. And when she got cancer at the age of 17, people would visit her in the hospital, thinking that they were going to cheer her up. But it was she who lifted their spirits. At the end of her life in 1991, she said, "Don't shed any tears for me. I'm going to Jesus." And I think she probably did. Well, a few years ago, one of our students chose Jose Sanchez del Rio for his confirmation saint. And I said, "You know, he's not even a saint yet at that time." And he said, "I know, Father, but his story is incredible." Jose was still in school when the Cristero War broke out in Mexico about 100 years ago. The persecution of the Catholic Church was intense, and some of its effects are still visible today. Jose knew what St. John said in our reading this morning. What does it mean to be a child of God? To believe in the name of his son, Jesus. He wanted to fight for his faith, but they said that he was too young, so he could just carry the flag. Well, Jose was captured by the government soldiers and ordered to renounce his faith, which he refused to do at the age of 14. And so as he was forced to walk to his own grave, he shouted, "Viva Cristo Rey!" Long live Christ the King. And now, José Sánchez del Río is living with him. And one holy child that I knew nothing about before this homily was Audrey Stevenson. She was born more recently than I was. But the Catholic faith of her family, someone commented, was every other Sunday at best. But like Hannah in our first reading, who knew that God had a special plan for her son Samuel, Audrey's family could see that she was no ordinary girl. Somehow, she knew the teachings of the faith without having ever been taught them. Her parents asked their priest, "Well, what should we do?" And he said, "Don't do anything. Follow her." When she was 5, she told her family, "We should be praying before we eat." And her uncle said, "But Audrey, if we have to give thanks every time we eat, then we should give thanks all the time for everything." And she said, "Yeah, that's right." Audrey's life ended from illness at age 7. But perhaps her lasting legacy, other than her cause for canonization, is that she brought her family back to the Catholic faith. We're amazed when a child becomes a doctor, or a golf star, or a singing sensation. But perhaps we should not be amazed when a child displays holiness. When one of you, our teenagers, our children, remind us of holiness. Because Jesus said the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as you. Perhaps the amazement will come when we lead each other to holiness together.